神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Once again, we are together.
我们又再次在空中会面。
It's so good to have each one of you.
很高兴跟你们每一个人在一起。
Have you ever heard anyone say, I'll never forgive them?
有没有听过有人这样表达说呢，我绝对不会原谅他。
They hurt me so deeply and I'll get back at them.
他伤害我伤得太深了，我一定会报复的。
Of course, you've heard many say this, and no doubt you have said it yourself.
当然，你听过有这样的描述，而且你自己也有这样子的情况。
Sometimes we don't realize how harmful that is to us, psychologically, sometimes physically, and spiritually.
这种没有办法释怀，这种不能原谅，你不晓得有多少时候，有多深会伤害到你的身体，还有你的情绪。
We're going to talk about something that gives us the greatest freedom.
那我今天要跟你讲的是可以让我们得到自由的。
You can't imagine how free forgiveness makes you.
你从来一定没有想到这种宽恕原谅会带给你多大的自由。
Let's look at the word forgiveness.
我们来看一看这个宽恕原谅这个字。
One of the meanings is very strange.
有一个意思很奇怪。
It actually means to send away.
它的意思就是送走他或驱走他。
Maybe you would say, I would like to send that person away.
或许你会回答我说，我倒想把那一个人赶走。
But that isn't what it means.
但是我的意思不是把人赶走。
It actually means to send away the debt that they owe you.
而是把那他亏欠你的伤害那个部分把他赶走，把他驱走。
It also has the meaning of to give up.
那另外一个意思就是放弃。
To release or to dismiss.
让他释放他，就让他不见了。
Now, it means that we pardon an offense from punishment.
意思是说呢，我们就算了，不再想要去做任何的处罚。
Maybe it's in the area of money.And we could say that we just, they don't have to pay the debt.
比如说他欠你钱，那你就说算了，我就不要让他还吧。
We've forgiven them and they don't have to pay that debt.
你就原谅他了，他也不用还你了。
In the Bible, there's a story of a king. He was taken account of all that was owed to him.
圣经里面有一个故事这样说，谈到一个国王，有一次呢，他正在算一算到底有谁欠他多少钱。
One of his servants owed a very, very large amount.
那其中有一个仆人欠了这个国王非常大的数目。
So the king called the servant to him.
这个国王就叫这个仆人来见他。
He said, you owe me all of this money.
国王就说你欠我那么多的钱。
And now you must pay it or go to prison.
然后你要么就还我，不然的话你可能要被关。
The man fell before the king and asked him to give him more time and don't send him to prison, and he begged him.
这个仆人就跪下来跟国王求着说呢，可不可以宽限我一下不要送我到这个监狱里面去。
Now the heart of the king was touched.
这个时候国王的心里面就同情他。
Maybe he thought about the man's family.
或许国王想到这个人的家人。
Or maybe he thought about the man was really a good servant.
或许国王也纪念这个仆人是一个好仆人。
Whatever the reason, the king said to him, okay, you don't have to pay it at all. I forgive you.
所以不管怎么样，一定有一些理由让国王就对这个仆人说呢，好吧，那就算了吧，你就不用还我了。
What freedom came to the man who was forgiven?
所以这个欠钱的这个人就自由了。
And actually to the king, he could wipe this debt off of the pages and he was free of thinking about it anymore.
而这个宽恕的国王呢，他也可以把这笔账把它一笔勾销就算了，然后他也自由了。
You know, in forgiveness, we choose to turn loose the bitter bondage.Of unforgiveness.
所谓的宽恕原谅就是你选择你要把你的心放开而不要被捆绑而不宽恕。
You see, actually, unforgiveness keeps us in bondage.
事实上当你不原谅不宽恕的时候你是把自己束缚捆绑了。
It comes out in our attitudes, our actions, and our motives.
然后我们里面的动机还有我们出来的态度行为、思想想法都会有、一些暴露。
And we become actually a prisoner of these emotions.
我们会成为这个情绪的一个囚犯。
I guess one of the greater ones is when we become a person who rage takes us over.
最大的症状就是我们会有很大的恼恨。
You say, what do you mean by rage? It means just exploding, blowing up at the problem.
所谓的恼恨就是很容易就会暴躁发怒。
Many times this occurs in the family.
有时候是对家里面的一个很不好的一个，如果有这样的情况的话，对家里面是很不好的。
Someone has done something against you.
有人、抵挡你。
You've been offended.
然后你被攻击了。
And immediately you just blow up and you just, let all your rage out on that person.
所以你就很快的很容易的就让自己的恼恨暴露出来然后呢来、对对方来发作。
But many times it doesn't stay there. It isn't finished there.
如果只有恼恨也还好但是呢不是只有这样就罢了。
After the rage and maybe the first feelings of hurt that you acknowledge, you begin to have resentment or bitterness in your attitude.
接下去你的态度上面会有一种苦毒的那种恨意。
Then you begin to think of how you can retaliate.
接下去你就会想到怎么样去以牙还牙。
That means how can I get back at them?
我怎么样来还给他们来报复他们
How can I get even?
我怎么样可以、把它摆平
Then there comes a rejection of that person.
接下去就会对对方有一种、拒绝的一种态度
It again is another attitude problem.
也是一个态度上面的问题
We refuse their friendship.
我们就否认啊、他们拒绝他的友谊。
We deny that anything that we could do for them, we don't want anything to do with them.
跟他的关系我们就否认掉了，什么都不做。
And then sometimes within this unforgiveness is what we call revenge.
接下去我们就很想要在、跟他之间有一种报复。
It's when we sit and think of ways that we can get back at them.
这个时候你会坐着也好站着也好一直想什么方法可以来报复他。
That we can do something worse to them than what they did to us.
然后想出什么样的一个做法可以来更强烈的环抱他。
Actually, you see, that many times it's us who suffers.
像这样子你可以发现事实上是你自己在受苦。
And as it works in our attitudes and our motives and our actions, there comes something with our inner man that changes.
整个影响到你的外面的行为、你的态度、你里面的心思，所以呢，整个都受影响，都改变了。
We become critical and judgmental.
你会变得很容易批评论断。
We're a person that maybe is.Hard to get along with.
有时候你很难，人家很难跟你相处。
Because we've developed so much inner anger.
因为你里面有太多的怒气。
Remember now, when someone has done something to us, sometimes it's very serious.
记得有时候别人对我们伤害的时候，有时候是很严重的。
Maybe it's caused us to lose a job.
有时候是让你失掉工作。
Maybe it's caused us to lose a friend.
有时候是让你失去朋友。
Maybe it's caused us to lose a husband or a wife.
甚至有时候是让你失去的先生或太太。
So you see, these are not just simple events in our life.
所以这些在我们的生命当中不是很容易的事情。
And they have a way of coming out in us as the years go by and we don't do anything about it.
所以如果这种伤害没有把它平复的话，年日过去之后呢，一定会有什么现象发生。
So you may have a lot of inner anger.
所以你里面会存着很多的恼恨。
And then that resentful bitterness.
那种苦毒。
You know, why me?
为什么是我？
They did me wrong.
他们对我错了。
I didn't deserve what they did.
他们不应该对我这样子。
Sometimes it makes us very protective of ourselves.
后来就会变成自我保护很强。
And we don't trust anyone.
我们就不信任人了。
And then we can't really make close friendships and intimacies.
所以你就没有办法跟人有亲密的友谊。
And then we can become very fearful.
接下来你会很常常很害怕。
We're not going to take any risk anymore to get hurt again.
所以呢，不再轻易的接受伤害了。
And then we have a negative attitude.
接下去的一种比较消极的态度。
Little joy in our life.
所以呢，你的生活当中是没有快乐的。
Sometimes some of you wonder when people are so happy and joyful, what are they so joyful about? What are they so happy about?
如果这样的人，你会怀疑说，为什么别人有那么多的喜乐快乐？
It's because they're free.
因为对方快乐的人是自由的。
And maybe you're not free because you've got all of this deep inside of you.
而你里面如果积压那么多的这些不健康的东西的话，那你就是不自由的。
Is this the way you think when someone does something to you?
当有人对你怎么样的时候，是不是你就是这样子呢？
Do you think, well, it's natural for me to feel resentment?
你会不会觉得说，当然啊，人家对我不对的时候，我生气是自然的事情。
I have been violated with an unjust hurt and makes me feel very important and weak.
我是被对方的伤害所惹起的，然后让我感觉好像我这个人不被重视，然后我这个人很软弱。
It makes me feel unsure and it lowers my self-worth.
这样就贬低了我这个个人的价值。
I feel that person who has offended me should pay for the wrong they did to me.
所以对我这样的伤害，他们应该要还我一个公道。
Then actually we set up ourselves as God.
接下来我们就好像自己在当这个神一样。
We're going to make them pay for what they did.
我们要让对方来还给我们这个公道。
I'll find some way to bring them down.
所以呢，就想要用一些方法把他们压制下去。
This really is a very wrong way to think.
那如果你这样想的话，你是错误的想法。
We'll be talking later about a better way to think.
那等一下我们会谈一谈比较好的处理态度。
So you say to me, okay.I have some of these things and I'm hurting inside and I have this very critical spirit and I really am unhappy.
或许你承认了，你说是的，我现在变得非常的容易生气，然后我被伤害了，然后呢，我也很容易指责论断，我实在是不快乐的。
How do you forgive?
那我该怎么样原谅人呢？
Let me tell you a story.
我要告诉你一个故事。
There were...brothers, quite a few brothers, that had a younger brother that the father seemed to like better than them.
曾经有几个兄弟，然后爸爸呢特别喜欢那小的一个弟弟。
Now his name was Joseph.
他的名字叫做约瑟。
And it seemed as if the father loved him very much.
爸爸非常的爱这个约瑟。
He even bought some special clothes for him, something very special.
甚至呢，他的衣服都给他一件很特别的衣服给他穿。
The other brothers really began to hate him.
其他的哥哥们呢，就非常的恼恨。
Then Joseph began to have dreams where he was exalted above his brothers.
接下去，约瑟自己做了梦，然后这个梦中的内容是说呢，哥哥们来拜他。
And the hate deepened in the brothers' hearts.
这样的话，哥哥们的恨就更深了。
Now these men by trade were shepherds.
那么这些兄弟们他们是看羊的人。
And they would go good distances from their home to find places for their sheep to eat and to drink.
所以他们牧羊的时候需要离家很远来找好的草地，还有流水可以给羊吃喝。
And sometimes the father would send Joseph to see how the brothers were making out.
那哥哥们去牧羊，爸爸会差这个约瑟去看看哥哥们怎么样。
One day, when they saw him coming, hate and rage came up in their heart.
有一天，当约瑟来探哥哥们的时候呢，这些哥哥们看着约瑟远远的来，就心里面生起了恨意。
And revenge filled them.
那一种报复的心就起来了。
And they thought, let's get rid of him.
让我们把他干掉吧。
So now revenge had taken over.
现在的话就是要来报复了，报仇了。
They grabbed him.
就把他抓起来。
And would have killed them, but the oldest brother recognized this would hurt the father deeply.
他们本来想把他杀掉的，可是这个老大就想到说这样可能会让爸爸很伤心。
He said, let's not kill him, he's our brother.
他说他是我们的弟弟，不要杀他吧。
And they saw an empty well, an empty hole, and they lowered him down in there.
最后看到一个干的井，就把他放到这个井里面去。
The oldest brother, he thought, well, I'll come back and get him.
这个老大心里想，待会儿我再回来把他放掉。
But before he could come back, a group of traders had come through and they sold this brother Joseph into slavery.
那在他们还没有这样做之前呢，有一群商队就经过这个地方，就趁这个机会，那兄弟们就把这个约瑟卖给这个商队做奴隶。
This young boy now was going to be a slave in a faraway country, and can you imagine what that could do to the heart of a person?
这个约瑟，年少的约瑟，现在变成了人家的奴隶，你可以想象他心里会怎么想吗？
His brothers hated him so much that now he was in slavery.
因为哥哥对他的这种恼恨把他卖成奴隶了。
He was bought by a man who took him to his house as a servant.
他就被一个人买回家去当仆人。
But Joseph seemed to have within him a heart that did not hold this kind of feelings.
约瑟好像是一个这种心里面不存恨意的人。
And he took what was given to him, and he became a very good servant until he became the highest servant in the house.
他就接纳了，接受了这样的一个境况，好好的做一个奴隶。结果呢，这个主人把他升为最高的那个管家。
It did not seem that unforgiveness had changed him or that he thought deeply about it.
我们可以看到似乎这种报复或恼恨的心并没有存在约瑟的心里面。
One day his master left, and the wife of the master enticed Joseph and tried to make him lay with her.
有一天当主人离家，然后约瑟自己单独跟主人的太太在家的时候呢，这个主人太太想要引诱约瑟跟他一起同床。
He said, I can't do this to my master, and he ran from her, but she grabbed his coat.
约瑟他就想要逃开，没有想到主人太太就抓了他的衣服，扯了一块下来。
And then she began to scream and accuse him of trying to do something terrible to her.
这个主人的太太反过来就诬告这个约瑟要来嘲弄他。
And of course the master believed her and they threw him in prison.
主人当然相信太太的话，所以呢就把约瑟下了监牢。
Can you imagine what this should do to this boy?
你可以想象这样子的一个被诬赖对约瑟心里有什么影响吗？
Who now was a young man.
他现在是一个青年人。
Accused of something that he wasn't guilty of.
他被控告的不是事实。
Having to go into prison.
被下到监牢里面去。
And 13 years he stayed in that prison for something he did not do.
在监牢里面他竟然为了一个 这种冤屈待了13年。
Now this young man had a lot of reason to become bitter and resentful and revengeful and one who was always angry.
这个年轻人约瑟应该有很大的理由可以非常的苦读，然后非常的容易生气恼恨。
But actually he was just the opposite.
但是事实上却刚相反。
He worked in the prison until the head of the prison made him second under him.
他很忠实的在待在监狱里面，以至于这个监狱长就交很多事情给他办，他成为监狱长下面的副手。
And then some marvelous events happened that made him go before Pharaoh, the head of all of Egypt.
后来有很稀奇的事情发生了。到后来这个约瑟竟然可以在国王的面前来觐见他。
And there he interpreted a dream for Pharaoh.
在那里他有机会为国王，为埃及的国王法老王呢解释他的梦。
He told Pharaoh that there would be 7 years of wonderful crops and just hardy harvests, and then there would be 7 years of drought.
他跟国王这样解释说呢，埃及将会有七年很丰收的年代，然后呢接下去会有七年饥荒。
And the Pharaoh then made him under him. He was second now to Pharaoh.
然后国王法老就把这个约瑟放他的下面，成为国王之下的一个大臣。
Now this man Joseph went through some very difficult situations where he could have hated a lot of people.
这个约瑟他经过那么多的这种苦难，应该说他可以有很大的恼恨在里面。
And in his hate, he could have felt sorry for himself.
那在这个恼恨之下，他可能可以成为自怜自己的人。
His whole thinking could have been of revenge to get back at them.
整个的想法都是成为要报复。
But this isn't the way he lived.
但是他却不是这样子。
He tried to be the very best in everything he could.
他不管在什么岗位上面，他都尽己之力做得很好。
He did not let unforgiveness get in his way.
他没有让那不宽恕的那种心灵呢，来控制他。
Now we see that during this period of drought, his brothers had to come to Egypt to get grain.
那么在后来发生饥荒的时候，他的哥哥们必须要从他们自己的地方来到埃及地来向他们买粮食。
And there he recognized them.
后来就认出来了。
I'm sure when he looked at them, he thought about them putting him in that well and then selling him to the slave sellers.
当约瑟见到哥哥们的时候，一定会想起到怎么样被他们陷害，把他们放在水井里，然后又卖成为奴隶。
I'm sure he could feel the hurt.
心里面的那种伤痕应该会感觉到。
And so we see then that as he looked at his brothers, something had to happen in him.
所以见到哥哥们的时候，他一定会有一些行动。
We see that he said, I want them to come into my quarters so they can eat.
接下去他就交代说呢，把他们带到我的这个宫中来，我要让他们在我那边吃饭。
And there he finally made himself known to them.
后来就跟他们相认了。
I am your brother Joseph.
跟他们说，我就是你的弟弟约瑟。
Can you imagine how those men felt?
你可以想象那些哥哥们的感受怎么样吗？
Fear fell upon them.
一定会很害怕
的。Now Joseph could get his revenge.
这个时候可能是约瑟要报复的时候了。
He could kill them and have their families killed.
他可以把所有的哥哥们都杀掉。
He had their lives in his hands.
哥哥们的生命在约瑟的手中了。
Instead, it tells us,He began to weep, and he fell on their necks and hugged them.
但是他却没有这样，约瑟开始哭了，而且一个一个来抱他们。
He said, you meant this for evil to me.
他说呢，你们的意思是要害我。
But God has brought it out to good.
但是神却把它转为好事。
Joseph forgave his brothers.
约瑟就原谅了他的哥哥们。
He brought them to Egypt and gave them some of the best land.
他把他们带到自己的地方去，然后呢，给他们非常好的地。
He heaped goodness on them.
他对待他们很好，很善待他们。
How would you have reacted?
如果是你的话，你会怎么样反应呢？
I'm sure most of us have not gone through all that this man went through.
当然，我们当中没有人啊，可能没有人像约瑟这么经过那么多的苦难。
But I know that you've gone through, some of you have gone through some very hard situations.
但是我知道你可能经过了很多很难的一个境况。
You see, sometimes forgiveness is not a one-time act.
有时候这种宽恕不是一下子就可以做到的。
We forgive them, we say, but when the memories pour in on us, again we may have to look up and say, I forgive them.
你说我原谅了，可是呢，有时候一想起来，又要再一次的下决心。
Actually, there can be a process of being restored.
有时候这种原谅是一个过程，是一种恢复的过程。
You see, your heart's been hurt.
因为你的心被伤害了。
Your trust has been broken.
你的那种信任度已经啊破碎了。
Now, how can I forgive?
你怎么能够宽恕呢？
First, acknowledge the hurt.
首先你要承认你有这种伤害。
Don't minimize the pain of it. Feel the pain.
不要把它压抑或者是忽略。你要知道说我是被伤害的，我是很痛苦的。
Don't deny what has been done.
不要否认对方对你所做的。
We don't forgive so quickly that it keeps coming back.
我们啊，原谅的时候并不会说马上就忘记，因为他要继续的来干扰你。
Actually, after we have the feelings of this offense, we then confess to them our feeling.
有时候我们需要对对方很坦诚的跟他承认我们心里面对他的感受。
We may say to them, "You really hurt me."
你真的伤害到我了。
It went very deep with me.
而且呢，心里面是深处的一个伤害。
And I'm sorry for those feelings.
我自己觉得很难过。
You see, you have to choose to heal. You have to choose to forgive the offender.
如果你要这个伤痕得到康复的话，你要选择愿意原谅，你要选择要让自己恢复过来。
You may not feel like it.
你或许不喜欢这样做。
And maybe it's very difficult to forgive.
而且很难去原谅。
You may say it's unfair. It's they who need to pay for the wrong.
因为你一直想说呢，这样对我不公平，对方应该要还给我一个公道。
But forgiveness doesn't come that way.
但是原谅不是从这个方向来。
When you forgive the person, you are freeing them from what they had done to you.
当你原谅的时候，表示呢，你就释放对方，让对方就啊所做的就算了。
You see, this is one of the greatest principles in the Christian religion.
这个是基督徒的信仰里面一个很重要的一个原则。
Our Lord Jesus said, "We must forgive because we have been forgiven."
主耶稣说，你已经被原谅了，所以呢，你也要宽恕人。
And because He forgives us of our sins and our wrongs, we are to turn around and forgive those who have wronged us.
我们的神他原谅我们所有的过错过犯，所以我们也要对四周围的人来原谅他们。
And then we have freed ourselves as well as them.
你就自己就自由了，让对方也被释放了。
And Jesus even said, "Pray for them."
耶稣甚至说你要为他们祷告。
There's no revenge. There's no rage. We just allow it to go away.
我们不要再想做报复、报应的行为，而是让他算了吧。
Because we have forgiven.
因为我们曾经被宽恕了。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱， 你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了。我们会尽快的跟您回信。